broken all the road up, and they're fixing up some of the stores, and I think they're gonna put a mall down at the back at one end of it. And well, most of the stores down there are really old. They're just about to fall down. That's why sometimes we just try not to go out there at all, because it's just kind of raggedy, you know. They say it used to look good, but I don't remember those days. It's always looked bad to me. It's just, you know, it's all right for the people that love to shop down there, but I wouldn't suggest no one to go shopping down there. It's so old and raggedy. They need to see a better section of Memphis if there is one, out east probably.
Can you buy good products down there?
Mm-hmm. Very good, but it's just so old. You know, people wouldn't think that they would have them down there, but they do have nice merchandise down there.
Do you think it's dangerous to go downtown?
It is now.
You say it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when it didn't used to be?
Well, they said that while I was coming up, while I was still small, about two or three, that downtown used to be all right, you know, with Handy Park and all other things. But just recently, I guess, they just started tearing all the old buildings down, because we went down Beale Street one day and it was just all bad, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, all the buildings all tore down, and every once in a while we would see a good store standing up in the middle of all the raggedy buildings. I don't think no one would like to shop down there. If they were visitors, they would probably go out east or to Raleigh Mall or somewhere.
Mm-hmm. How about the banks and the big buildings down there? What do you think of them?
Well, let's see. They have a new bank down there, I think. And it's not off in the bad part of downtown. It's sort of set aside by itself. That's one bank. I don't know anything else about the rest of the banks.
Do you know the name of that bank?
I think it's Tri-State.
The Tri-State Bank?
Mm-hmm.
That's been built since the last time I was here, I think. I know it's a new one.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what the tallest building in the city is?
Tallest building? Is the UP Bank?
It's one of those, yeah. Or else, what about the one, that other bank down there, the 100? You know that 100 North Main building? I think that one might be a story too tall, but they're close. Anyway, when you go to the dentist and stuff like that, where is the office for that doctor?
It's on Poplar.
Is it downtown?
Mm-mm, it's up this way.
Uh-huh.
It's not downtown.
Are there neighborhoods, do you know of any neighborhoods that are particularly one nationality of people, not a race, but a
one what now?
Nationality, maybe a group of Germans and a German neighborhood, or a Greek neighborhood, or something like that.
Mm-mm.
Do you know neighborhoods that are like strictly black and strictly white? You think there still are neighborhoods like that?
Well, I don't think so. I haven't even seen any lately.
Can you name some places around here that are ethnic neighborhoods? Like, can you name like residential sections?
Let's see. What you mean, communities,
yeah,
in Memphis, right? With just,
yeah,
community names? Oh, you mean fancy like Woodstock, that,
mm-hmm,
like that? Let's see. What you mean? You mean parks and all that? You know, like a,
yeah,
like sections that,
yeah,
are all divided up.
Yeah.
Oh. Like the section that we stay in, I think it's called Park. But only way I know that is because of the meetings that they have. You know, at the civic meetings that they have.